Words aren't static objects frozen in dictionaries. They're living entities in constant motion. While we often imagine language as something fixed and permanent, it's actually more like a river, always flowing, shifting course, and transforming the landscape it passes through. This evolutionary process isn't random or chaotic, but follows natural patterns that have shaped human communication for millennia. What many consider errors or sloppiness in modern speech are actually the same forces that transformed Latin into French or Old English into what we speak today. Language change isn't decay, it's life itself, the natural breathing of a living system adapting to human needs. When someone complains about literally being used figuratively or like appearing in new contexts, they're witnessing the same evolutionary mechanisms that have been reshaping words since humans first began speaking. Have you ever noticed how "well" at the beginning of a sentence expresses attitude rather than information? Or how "totally" evolved from meaning completely to becoming a warm acknowledgement? This represents a fundamental language pattern. Words naturally drift from conveying objective facts toward expressing subjective feelings and social connections. Consider how "must" shifted from external commands, "you must obey," to personal certainty, "this must be the place." Or how "pretty" evolved from describing physical beauty to becoming a degree modifier, "pretty good." These shifts reflect our human need to express not just information, but emotion and connection. Words serve four primary functions, creating the acronym FACE: factuality, indicating certainty; acknowledgement, recognizing others' perspectives; counter-expectation, signaling surprise; and easing, softening potential conflicts. This explains why even AI, despite mastering grammar and vocabulary, struggles to replicate natural human dialogue. These elements transform mere speaking into genuine connection. Words rarely maintain their original meanings. They evolve through implications that gradually become core meanings, often transforming beyond recognition. "Silly" evolved from Old English "slig," blessed, through a series of shifts: blessed, innocent, deserving pity, weak, foolish. "Minority" began as a numerical term, but now specifically refers to certain racial groups in American English, regardless of actual population proportions. Shakespeare's language demonstrates these dramatic shifts. When Macbeth refers to Duncan's "knocking off," modern audiences miss that this simply meant killing. Approximately 10% of Shakespeare's vocabulary has completely changed meaning. Corporate expressions like "what's the ask" continue English's long tradition of transforming parts of speech. The euphemism treadmill, where terms created for objectivity inevitably acquire negative associations and require replacement, exemplifies this evolution. Home relief became welfare, then cash assistance, as each accumulated unintended connotations. This isn't political correctness, but simply words behaving as they always have, collecting associations through lived experience. Have you ever wondered why we say "gonna" instead of "going to" in casual speech, or why "used to" is pronounced "usta"? These transformations showcase words losing their independence and becoming grammatical elements through a process called grammaticalization. "Used to" began as the verb "use," meaning to have the habit of, but expanded to cover any ongoing past state. When words transform into grammatical tools, they lose emphasis in speech, get mumbled rather than accented, and undergo phonetic reduction. The suffix "ly" in "slowly" originated from "like," pronounced "leak," but evolved into merely a grammatical marker. The final stage can be complete disappearance. Old English verbs ended with "un," similar to German's "un," but over time, first the "n" dropped off, then the remaining vowel vanished. As grammatical endings erode, speakers recruit new words to maintain grammar, like English adopting "to" for infinitives after "un" disappeared. Modern examples include because science and like as a discourse marker, demonstrating how grammaticalization continues to shape our language today. English spelling obscures how sounds actually work. Letters aren't sounds. The same letter can represent multiple sounds, the U in cute, cut, and put, while identical sounds can be spelled differently, as in free, these, leaf, field, seize, key. Vowels aren't fixed positions, but moving entities within our mouths. Each generation subtly alters pronunciations, creating systematic shifts. The Northern Cities shift explains why people in upstate New York say kit instead of cat. Their vowels have shifted. The bat vowel moved toward bet, while bot moved to fill the vacant bat position. The great vowel shift of the 15th and 16th centuries explains English spelling's apparent chaos. It preserves pre-shift pronunciations. Words like mate were once pronounced mate before evolving to mot and finally to today's pronunciation. These systematic vowel movements created an almost mathematical pattern where sounds pushed from one position to another, explaining why food, good, and flood don't rhyme despite similar spelling. Though we separate words with spaces in writing, natural speech flows without such gaps. It's a fluid stream where words blend and influence each other. This proximity creates fascinating instances of new vocabulary. Historical examples like flush, from flash meaning gush, and twirling, combining twisting and whirling, have ancient origins. Modern media has accelerated the adoption of playful coinages like palimony, staycation, and hangry through repetition. Social media excels at spreading these linguistic innovations globally within days. When words mate to form compounds, they often transform until their original components become obscured. In policeman, the unaccented man naturally evolves into a fuzzy mun. More dramatic examples show greater blurring. Cupboard becomes cupboard, with no connection to cups or boards. Breakfast loses its link to breaking a fast, and daisy completely hides its origin as day's eye. Compound words often evolve toward linguistic efficiency. Pizza pie simplified to just pizza. Cellular phone became cell phone and eventually just cell. And electronic mail condensed to email. This process continues with terms like cryptocurrency becoming crypto and influencer marketing shortening to influencer. Rather than viewing language changes as desecrations, we should embrace language as something always becoming, never still, a living parade rather than a tableau frozen in time. Shakespeare's English would have seemed corrupt to Chaucer, and Chaucer's would have been barely recognizable to speakers of Old English. Linguists recognize all language variations as valid without abandoning standards for formal contexts. The key is shedding contempt for different speech patterns while acknowledging certain forms are more appropriate in specific settings. We should treat language standards as matters of fashion rather than morality. Sometimes you need to tuck in your likes, but casual speech isn't inherently wrong. Language continues evolving, all becoming a quotative marker. He was all, no way. No being used to agree by negating implied contradiction, and based off of replacing based on for younger speakers. Digital communication has accelerated these changes, introducing new conventions like intentional misspellings and acronyms that become spoken words. Today's mistakes are tomorrow's standard usage, a process unfolding since humans began speaking. Just as thou gave way to you, and whom is gradually disappearing, language isn't broken, it's evolving as it should. By recognizing language as something that moves rather than sits still, we gain a deeper appreciation for human communication. Not a static museum piece, but a living organism growing with us through time.